It was vastly in BP's interest to minimize the number of birds captured for rehab. Audubon was responsible for coordinating volunteers and bears some responsibility for keeping licensed professional rehabbers from helping save birds' lives and more fully documenting the number of oiled birds. Perhaps Audubon staffers were unaware of how much this helped BP limit its liability. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service continued to prohibit anyone from rescuing oiled birds in the nesting colonies, even after 100% of the nestlings on some islands had been oiled, claiming nesting could be disrupted. Audubon's cover story ridiculed the very idea of capturing oiled birds. Writing about a television interview Drew Whelan did, he and Anderson Cooper spoke of, quote, experts who supposedly possessed the power to pluck birds from the firmament, a feat impossible for any human save Harry Potter. I'm still gobsmacked about that tripe. Rehabbers who specialize in retrieving oiled birds have worked on other coastal island spills during nesting season. Of course, it wasn't possible to save every oiled bird, but a great many could have been saved if only it didn't impact that all-important total count that set BP's liability. I went to the Gulf as an unaffiliated individual, paying my own way for everything, subsidized by no one except my husband, my treasured friend Kathy Herms, who supplied me with a bazillion quarters for parking and vending machines, and the KUMD radio station in Duluth, which didn't provide financial support but did give me a press pass in case I needed it. I posted my accounts with photos and video on my personal blog and produced a few For the Birds programs on the road during the trip. My work hardly went viral, but Anderson Cooper's fact-checkers from CNN did come across it and called and emailed a few questions. Small time or not, my work caught the attention of a few conservation big guns. I had worked as science editor at Cornell for over 2 years, and apparently that connection was well enough known that I got a couple of phone calls from the lab asking me to tone down my posts about the spill. I said I'd be more than happy to correct any and every error, but I was not representing myself as anything but the unaffiliated individual I was. And nothing I'd written was untrue. The current Living Bird article discusses how various conservation groups and state agencies are using their share of the $20.8 billion that BP paid to settle all civil and criminal claims. Some are restoring islands in the Gulf that are once again hosting plenty of nesting birds. Meanwhile, some other islands have been lost completely. Plant root systems are what form and hold these islands in place, and when they're killed, the island disappears. The Minnesota DNR, in part funded by that settlement money, is studying how badly our own loon population, which mostly winters in the Gulf, was impacted by the spill. But I can't forget that $20.8 billion is not even a tenth of BP's income of $278.4 billion from 2019 alone, and more like 1% of their total revenue in the decades since the spill. Nor can I forget that $20.8 billion is nowhere near enough to restore all the islands damaged by the spill. I cannot forget how long BP fought against even this insufficient settlement, and then how long it took them to pay out any of the funds. And I cannot forget how they minimized that final amount by insisting that the official bird kill total, which determined their liability, would include for the first time ever only birds physically retrieved rather than counted in the field by qualified experts. And exacerbating that, they even managed to limit which badly oiled birds could be rescued, dooming thousands that could have been saved. The organizations and agencies partaking of that $20.8 billion settlement are indeed doing valuable work with it, but much more valuable work should have and could have been done if only all the organizations and agencies had spoken out in concert. Nonprofits sitting on their own data about the spill for more than 5 years, and especially discrediting and squelching the forthright testimony of truthful witnesses as the spill was happening and as birds were dying, left a stain that won't wash away. We environmentalists must examine the mistakes that were made in 2010 so the next time there's a huge oil spill, and there will be one, we may do better. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.